This is Karen, Karon Sorensen, Sorenson, 10493. There you go, man. Chief complaint, nausea. Number two, vomiting. Then comes up a gastric pain. Next comes diarrhea. Next comes dizziness. Next comes abdominal pain. Next comes leg pain. Next comes arm pain. Next comes severe muscle pain. Next comes blood in the urine. Next comes abnormal periods. Next comes vertigo. Next comes palpitations. Our patient is a 29-year-old young lady who comes in today with above-mentioned symptoms for the past 3 days, period. In the paragraph, she did some drinking alcohol on Saturday night. Then on Sunday, she became ill, and her symptoms have persisted. She's been running 101 temperature at home, period. Her COVID test is negative. Her urine analysis is within normal limits today. She's taking Tylenol Motrin for a fever. Nash has started. She started having diarrhea and abdominal cramps. Last period, she's on her period right now. Allergy, none. Surgery, appendectomy, medical problems, ADHD. Medication, Adderall, 20 milligram once a day. COVID immunization, none. Family history, hypertension. Under social, also put down she doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink. She's single, has two children, 4 and 10. They haven't been sick. She's an electrician. Allergy, none, I said. She weighs 179 pounds, 97%, 100 temperature right now, 16. Respiration 97, pulse 137 over 83. Heart positive, swan positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, mixture, JVD, skin shows, no eye, the coastal time, vision, logical, non-focal, epigastric, tenderness, noted, mild. Assessment number one, COVID negative. Number two, strep negative. Number three, urine analysis shows blood. She's starting her period. Number four, because of her tachycardia and palpitation, we did an echocardiogram, which was within normal limits. Number five, lots of liquid. Number six, no drinking alcohol. Number seven, we looked at a carotid because of vertigo. Number eight, add Cipro because of diarrhea. Number nine, because of severe arm pain, leg pain, which appears musculoskeletal. First, we're going to check a potassium and check electrolytes, and second, we're going to push fluids. Next number, your analysis reviewed. Next number. Lower extremity Doppler studies show no DVT, show no PVD. Next number is mild lymphadenopathy noted in the neck. Next number is thyroid appears normal. Next number, reevaluate in 24 to 48 hours after we get the blood work back. Next number is if patient's condition gets worse, must go to the emergency room immediately. She understands and discusses this with patient at length before leaving. Thank you.